This is a dictation for Tony Tomlinson, T-O-N-I. Middle name is Rushan, R-U-S-H-A-W-N. Last name is Tomlinson, T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth 12/26/1973. Date of service is 6/16/2025. New patient visit today. The patient reported that she's been suffering from moderate to severe pain all over since the last 18 years ago. She has been suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, from systemic lupus arthritis, lupus osteoarthritis generalized. She has extremely high allergies to ragweed. And she has been undergoing a aqua solutions therapy for physical therapy near Redford Township. Her attorney is Terry in Redford Township. The patient has had some automobile accidents also in the past, I believe, but I don't have the details at this time of the patient. I'll confirm that in a separate thing, but right now it is assumed that she's having pain from her degenerative disc disease and getting old with the arthritis, multi-joint, fleeting arthritis from rheumatoid and lupus. She has Dr. Sack as the PCP, and she sees a nurse practitioner for her maintenance of her medications for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Currently, her pain is located to the lower back, shooting down to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion and sciatica. Severe pain is listed in both arms, especially carpal tunnel syndrome, which has been proven, with affecting the index and the middle finger on the right side. In the left side, there is a wrist of pain, which is quite severe, with second and third finger being numb and tingling. Some pain in the neck and the upper back is reported, and lower back pain is reported 10. Neck is stiff and crooked, and she cannot move the neck most of the time. Her pain is described as being continuous, as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, sickening, heart burning, aching, heavy, and tiring and exhausting. Every so often, she needs a lot of bed rest. The highest pain intensity is, so the pain is reported to be varying from 6 to 10, ADS or 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, and standing, while improved by lying down and rest and medications. MRIs have been done, CT scans, X-rays have been done on the patient, and they are being brought together for further review. Currently, the patient has muscle weakness of the left leg and numbness and tingling. Pins and needle of the left leg is reported. She also reports of off and on bladder and bowel incontinence. Currently, she reports that she has had various physical therapy and massages, medications, even epidural injections. Please review the records for the system review. She suffers from a dropped foot, Hemsburg disease. I never heard of it. And rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. He suffers from multi-joint arthritis. Review the past surgical history, allergies to penicillin, latex, family history, legal history, employment history, and personal history. ADLs also. Kindly review the diagnosis later. He also reports of weakness, fatigue, incontinence of the urine bowel, anxiety, depression, panic. Do not describe any sleep disturbance or sudden anesthesia. No report of accident is reported at this time. physical examination is as follows. The patient's blood pressure will be 128 over 95 pulses, 79 pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'3", and the weight is 232 pounds. Now this is a 52-year-old or 53-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. Hydration is good, well-behaved, well-nourished. Using a cane to walk with and a rollator walker. And walk is slow and antalgic due to the pain throughout the body. The patient has moderate anxiety and moderate phases of pain. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including the psychiatric neurological examination. In the musculoskeletal examination will come from the template also, except for the following differences. The patient has a generalized tenderness in the area of the L3, 4, 5 and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm, no hypertonicity. Range in cervical spine is noticed as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35 and extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative and the Sperling sign is negative, Lerma test was negative, distraction test was negative, Soto Hall test was found negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test was negative. Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative, but straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. Chem test is positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. In SI joint area, bilateral SI joint were tender, and positive consonant test was noticed. Positive fiber test was noticed bilaterally. Negative standing flexion, negative distraction test, negative fiber test. Examination of the extremities. The patient has had a variety of findings in the extremities examination as follows. Extremities examination revealed that the patient has a carpotron syndrome on the right with the median nerve compression, Tinel sign and Phalen sign are positive. Poor grips are noticed on both hands and there is an involvement of interphalangeal joints, metacarpal joints with some tenderness and swelling. Grips are poor. Distally, the circulation is intact but there is a poor motor strength, 4x5 bilaterally. Shoulder and elbow did not appear to be abnormal. So is the knee and hip and the ankle and feet. The patient does use a rollator walker to walk with in pain. Diagnosis, please use the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan will be as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue and require a evaluation from the patient. From the place in Redford Township, she is going. Aquatherapy and physical therapy should continue along with laser treatment. Medications are provided: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory feeling, trazodone 100 mg at night, lidocaine gel 5% is provided for topical pain relief. Narco is provided 10 over 325, one pill a day for 15 days. Patient is advised to take the medicine in the daytime when she can go exercise, physical therapy, and yoga exercises, etc. And at night, she can use trazodone. Physical therapy with laser was ordered and it was discussed with her. Yoga exercises were discussed. Her MRIs that are available were discussed also. She has this extreme arthritis in the facet joint L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with ligament and phlegm thickening. There is an anterior listasis of L5-S1 and disc bulge and L5 nerve root mass effect, as well as L4-L5 disc bulging, facet arthropathy, ligament and phlegm thickening, and bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. And then in the cervical spine, the patient is found to have a severe osteophyte formation, facet joint involvement, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. The patient has been informed about these degenerative findings, and she has been told that she should have extensive physical therapy with home therapy for more than 3 months, so that we can record the effect of it and then go from there. Injection treatment will be the next option B for her, and if she didn't get better. Home exercise plan is yes, and then the non-pharmacological modalities like magnetic acupuncture are good. Referral to psychiatry for anxiety and depression. Fitness club, yes. I review of available MRI, I already did. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit from a carpal tunnel injection and some injection to the trigger points to the trapezius muscle. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, we have requested a release of record from the primary care physician and other physicians. Investigations are none at this time. DMEs. Patient already has the DMEs for back brace and rotator walker. Education, yes. Disability, none. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.